Welcome to the return of MCM Radio. I am your host, Jimmy Morris, joined by Terry Lambert. Terry, long time no talk. How you been?
Yeah, you know, I'm a heck of a lot better now after watching that game.
Yeah, daggum right. You know, hard to get together. Terry has, I think, 27 Christmases during December.
At least.
So, yeah. So
about 9 days, yeah.
Yeah, had a lot going on there. But anyway, obviously tonight, here to talk about the Titans' win in Foxborough over the Patriots, 20-13. It's funny, I still keep thinking that the final was 14-13. I don't know, for some reason in my mind, I keep blocking out that pick six right there at the end. But listen, the Titans, I mean, I said all week that I thought they were the better team. I said all week, too, that I didn't think that necessarily meant that they were going to win, because you have the whole Brady Belichick Foxborough playoff thing. We all understand what that has been over the last, 15 years. So definitely by no means was I assuming that they were going to win the game. And, you know, they get that goal line stand, the Titans do. The Patriots end up kicking a field goal to go up. I guess it was 13-7 at that point. I think that game's different if the Patriots get a touchdown there. I was so frustrated at that point that I went in the kitchen and started washing dishes, because I couldn't take it, because I thought the Titans were going to blow it. But, you know, they made enough plays where they were able to hang on and get the win. And, you know, it wasn't necessarily the prettiest game, but somebody had to end this Patriots dynasty, and I really feel like that's what the Titans did tonight.
And how cool is it, how sweet is it that it got to be us? You know, I, for years going up there, you know, heartbreak, you get the 59-0 snow game, go up there and boot them out of the playoffs. That was just awesome. You know, this team's just different. We've said it for the past month, just watching how they've been able to operate. You know, going back to the Colts game, you know, every big game down the stretch that they had to have after the slow start, they found a way to get it. You know, outside of that Saints game, it was an offense that had been transformed by Ryan Tannehill, and then kind of transformed again, honestly, into Derrick Henry, just like we saw last season. I think you're seeing a more powerful offensive line, a better offensive line, a more powerful Derrick Henry. And I think you're seeing a defense with more playmakers. You know, Rashawn Evans was outstanding tonight. Jeffrey Simmons, both of them on that big goal line stand. You know, we're going to talk a lot about these small plays that mattered tonight. But I'll start with that one. I mean, you look back at the end of that game and how much that specific series mattered to this team. Jeffrey Simmons shooting a gap, Rashawn Evans shooting through and stuffing Sony Michel for the second time, and they got Rex Burkhead on the play before. Just a massive, massive play there, and it's two of John Robinson's latest first-round picks.
Yeah, there's so much, really, to take away from this. And so we were talking a little bit about John Robinson before he came on here, and I mean, I've been kind of hard on John Robinson just for the way that some things have gone, but yeah, we talk about the last two first-round picks making plays on that drive. You talk about, I mean, obviously A.J. Brown and the end of the season that he had. Derrick Henry, that was a pick that was really much maligned up until that late stretch last year. But, yeah, I mean, this team, they just keep finding a way. And, you know, listen, they got to go to Baltimore next week, and the Ravens have been awesome all year long. You know, they obviously they've got a lot of stuff going for them, and that's going to be a tough deal. But I don't know. I mean, you got a team that just keeps finding a way to win, and it wasn't pretty tonight. I mean, you had multiple chances that you could have put it away. You know, Logan Ryan has the what probably would have been a pick six, but he drops. You've got the 3rd and 4 down there where Ryan Tannehill drops the snap. You got the terrible pick by Ryan Tannehill. I mean, all those things. And I think all of us, you know, whether you want to admit it or not, when you're punting the ball back to the Patriots up by one with, I think it was like 4 minutes and 44 seconds left when they got the ball, you know, just giving that ball to Tom Brady up by one in that situation. I mean, how many times have you seen that in the past from not the Titans but just other teams? And you just know, it doesn't end well. The Patriots march down, and they at least get a field goal, take all the time off the clock, and ice the game. But the Titans were able to keep them from doing that tonight and were able to get big defensive stops when they needed to. Were able to, you know, stand up in the red zone. And that's something they've been really good at all year. And, you know, early in the year, this team was all about the defense. The defense was playing unbelievable and was really carrying this team. And lately it has been the offense, but the defense, while they've been giving up a lot of yards and some big chunk plays, they've continued to be good in the red zone. And that was really the difference in the game tonight. You know, holding the Patriots to a field goal twice down there, that's the difference in winning and losing this game.
Yeah, and hats off to Dean Pease. I tweeted this a little bit ago. Shutout in the second half. You know, and after, the second quarter, you were probably worried just as much as I was watching Tom Brady cut up this defense, you know, watching Sonny Michel bust those runs, you know, the screen game was killer. They started sniffing that stuff out in the third quarter, fourth quarter. So I thought Dean Pease made game-winning adjustments there. And to hold Tom Brady scoreless in the second half of a playoff game, that's a massive, massive step. You know, we talked a little bit about the Titans being different. You know, let's not make a mistake here. The Patriots team is a little different, too. It's not exactly their best unit they've ever had. Yeah, I saw a tweet. We were talking about this before we came on here. I think it was from Daniel Jeremiah. He asked, how many Patriots skill players would start for the Titans? And, you know, you get Julian Edelman maybe in the slot. So that was kind of eye-opening to me. Speaks to what John Robinson has done with this roster. It's cool to see it come together, you know, as a group. It took moving to Ryan Tannehill mid-season to watch them come together. But you look at this Titans offense, you know, you've got some re-signings to do this offseason. But it's a young group with a really, really bright future.
Yeah, you talk about re-signings. I mean, Derrick Henry, my gosh. Running backs, you don't pay running backs and all that stuff. You can find them anywhere. They have to pay Derrick Henry. The end of the season that he had, and you think about the fact that they, you know, they sat him in that Saints game because of the hamstring injury. Obviously, that was 100% the right call. There was so much debate around that. You know, whether or not that game mattered and all that kind of stuff. But obviously he's fully healthy. I mean, he had 34 carries a day. He had 30-something carries last week. I can't remember exactly what it was. But that's the difference with this team and the fact that they're built around that running game. And, you know, the Patriots sold out to stop the run here. And they kept talking. I heard all week about how the Patriots were going to use the same – you know, the same formation or whatever that they used in the Super Bowl last year to stop the Rams. You know, get your guys wide, six guys down, all that kind of stuff. And you saw that in this game, and the Titans were still able to run the ball. Even when, you know, the Patriots knew it was coming, the Titans were still able to line up and, you know, just mano-a-mano run the ball. And, you know, a lot of it tonight was the offensive line. We've seen a lot of times this year where it's been Derrick Henry. Derrick Henry gets hit, he breaks a tackle, you know, keeps his legs moving, gets yards. And we saw a couple of those plays tonight. But this offensive line that for the last couple of years has been really, really, really bad at times. And there's been so much talk about, you know, you got to fire Keith Carter and all this stuff that we've spent so much time talking about. This offensive line has really come together, especially in the second half of this season. And they're playing really, really well right now, especially, you know, from a run-blocking perspective. And that's what this team is built on. And so, again, just so many things, so many, I guess, narratives that we've had about this team throughout the year. They're coming together right now, and you have to feel good about where they are heading into this Ravens game. And listen, we'll get into all that at a different time. That's not what this show is about. But just when you look at the future of what this team is, you have to feel really good about what they have offensively.
Yeah, and you talk about paying Derrick Henry. Have you ever seen a team kind of take on the personality of their running back? I mean, it's kind of a throwback in today's world where you're seeing 5,000 passing yards and 50 touchdown passes. Titans are out here giving Derrick Henry 35 carries a game. So we've talked about zigging while the league zags. Well, Titans are really big up front. I think you saw the Patriots kind of show how small they were up front tonight. I thought from the first quarter, That advantage was clear. You know, you saw the Patriots with eight in the box, and Derrick Henry was squirting through for 5-6 yards. You know, that's what you need. That's what this offense wants. They want to sustain drives. They want to wear you down. They want to keep that defense fresh and off the field. That's exactly what they got. So the formula is pretty clearly there. I am firmly against paying running backs, but in this particular situation, I don't think any analyst in the country would sit here and tell the Titans to let Derrick Henry walk. I think you pay this guy. I don't know how long you pay him, because look, when you're handling 35 carries a game, you're not going to last very long. That's just the nature of this league. But at least for the short term, Derrick Henry is going to be the focal point of this offense. What they absolutely have to do is upgrade, you know, what's behind him. Deion Lewis made a big key block on that first touchdown, but doesn't really offer too much in terms of spelling Derrick Henry. You know, it's like when Deion comes in, you know it's probably going to be a pass play. When Derrick's in, it's probably going to be a run play. So Titans got to get better there, but we can talk about that at a later date. But yeah, Derrick Henry is the heart and soul of this offense. And you know what? You look at Lamar Jackson next week. You look at that Ravens front. I thought the Titans would struggle to run the ball tonight. There's no reason why they can't go up to Baltimore and do the same thing.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know that they want to run this through Henry. I mean, there's no doubt about that at this point. And, you know, we can talk about Ryan Tannehill or Tannehill. I always say his name wrong. What the future is with him, what they're going to do with him and all that kind of stuff. But it's all about Derrick Henry in my mind, and you've got to get him locked up, and then you just kind of go from there. All right, coming up, we'll have a few more thoughts on some things from the offense and look forward a little bit to next week. All right, so, you know, obviously the Titans couldn't get anything going tonight in the passing game. Now, they didn't necessarily have to. They threw for, I guess, 76 yards. Anthony Firkser had the touchdown catch, which was a really, really nice design by Dean Pease, a really great route by Firkser. And it's good to see them, you know, be able to use different guys like they've been able to do. Firkser has been good in spots. You know, Jonnu Smith has filled in well for Delanie Walker. Didn't get anything out of the receivers tonight, really. If you just look at targets to wide receivers, you've got, I think, five targets. AJ Brown had one target. So you've got six targets to wide receivers. Tajae Sharpe had one catch for 6 yards. AJ Brown had one catch for 4 yards. But that's it as far as the receivers were concerned. Again, Derrick Henry was so good that it didn't necessarily matter. But, you know, going forward, they're going to have to get a little bit more out of the passing game, you would imagine. Ryan Tannehill, who, you know, again, has resurrected this team, and they're not in this spot without him. And as good as Derrick Henry has been, you know, Tannehill put together a historic season, you know, with a 9.8 or whatever it was, yards per attempt, you know, stuff we haven't seen since, you know, like Peyton Manning. You know, you know that he's got that ability to do that. Tonight, they weren't able to get the passing game going. They're going to need that a little bit more in the future. But I don't know. I mean, how do you feel about if the Ravens are able to take away the run game next week, how do you feel about Ryan Tannehill being able to go into Baltimore and get a win?
Just not great, honestly. I mean, I thought the Patriots were super aggressive tonight. I thought they blitzed a lot, and really took away play action, took away that action that the Titans seem to get when Henry's really going. So that surprised me. I really thought, you know, like we were saying, Patriots would really sell out to stop Henry, and it looked like they did. But Corey Davis, A.J. Brown, they weren't able to get any separation. You know, I thought Tannehill was holding on to the ball, you know, when he had time, because they recovered. So I think the run game, getting that going, is an absolute must, because that's who the Titans are. That's who the Titans are. They're going to bang their head against the brick wall until it works. And look, I can't blame them. I mean, Derrick Henry gets stronger as the game goes. But obviously, get a little bit better matchup maybe through the air. You don't have to deal with Gilmore. Maybe AJ Brown can find some space. I thought Arthur Smith, if I had one complaint tonight, maybe he could have done better, you know, with some pop screens or just to take the pressure off of Tannehill. You know, you had the entire front seven in the box. Just pop one out to AJ and see what happens. He's been so good after the catch. So little things like that, they'll adjust, you know, but obviously they've got to get Derrick Henry rolling in Baltimore.
Yeah, I mean, obviously the offense rolls through him. And then Logan Ryan had one of the more interesting games tonight. We talked about the drop pick earlier that, you know, probably would have been a pick six, but then he gets the one there at the end. So I was happy for him on that. You know, he got the penalty called against him on Julian Edelman, which I thought was kind of a crap call. But, you know, this defense, again, they weren't able to get a lot of pressure. They made Brady uncomfortable, I thought, in some key spots, but a lot of times it seemed like he kind of had all day to throw. And listen, Titans got bailed out a little bit by the, you know, ineligible receiver downfield on that one play. Yep. Where they got a big gain and he got called back. I mean, it was the right call, but, you know, that's not necessarily something that affects the outcome of the play. But, you know, like I said, I was happy for Logan Ryan because, you know, that obviously he came from the Patriots. And you know, he was kicking himself for dropping that pick earlier in the game. But the defense, again, they were good enough. And, you know, Dean Pease is going to have his hands full next week with Lamar Jackson and all the problems that he brings. But, you know, they've done a really good job with the limitations they've had. You had Dory Jackson out there tonight. He probably still doesn't know that Julian Edelman had the ball on that touchdown. I don't know what he was doing on that.
He ran into the middle linebacker and landed on his head.
Right, and there was the one play where I can't remember who it was that kind of ran over him and got the first down. But it was his first game back. He's missed like a month. I think he's still a little bit, you know, a little bit probably hesitant on the foot there. But it was good to have him back because, you know, the Titans have had a lot of injuries in the secondary, and they'll need to be healthy going forward on that. But, listen, the defense was good. And, again, when you look at, I mean, total yards, they gave up 209 yards passing, which, you know, is not bad on 37 attempts. So, I mean, you'll take that, 98 yards on the ground. You know, listen, this defense, like I said, early in the year, they were what was carrying this team. They're not that anymore, but as long as they can keep playing well enough and keep playing just stout in the red zone like they've been, then they're going to give this team a chance to win.
Yeah, a couple things. We've already mentioned him once, but I'll mention it again because it deserves to be mentioned. Rashawn Evans is just a madman.
So good.
He just started blowing up those screens. What he did on the goal line there, 10 total tackles. Jayon Brown goes down. He had to step up in a big way and carry the torch at that position. He absolutely did that. David Long, you're a, what was he, sixth-round pick? And, you know, just tossed into a playoff game at Gillette Stadium against Tom Brady and casually just fills in. And, you know, quite honestly, there wasn't a huge fall-off. I felt like, you know, once the second half started, the Titans kind of settled in and took the running back passes away. So David Long played a big role in that. And Kenny Vaccaro, every time I looked up, Kenny Vaccaro was laying some dude out, just making tackle after tackle, big hits. He had that big play on the sidelines where he knocked that deep ball away. That just seemed like a spot where Tom was going to complete it, and they were going to kind of ride off into the sunset. But that's what we talked about. Titans just made plays tonight, and the Patriots didn't, and it's just not something that we're used to seeing.
Yeah, absolutely. And I don't know. I mean, it's wild because, you know, you think back to the loss in Denver and you know, just 2-4, yeah. How you felt about this team and how far they've come.
We wanted the tank. Me and you both wanted the tank.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. You got to get the quarterback, right? But, I mean, it's wild. And, I understand how good the Ravens are and what they've been able to do. So to, you know, predict a Titans win, I think would feel pretty crazy at this point. But at the same time, this team is playing so well, and they do so many things well, and they keep finding a way to win. I don't know. I mean, we'll see. It's just, again, it's fun to be talking about, you know, playoff football into the second round. You know, we've only been able to do that a handful of times in the last 15, 20 years, which is crazy. So, I don't know. We'll see. And like I said, I like this team. I like their offense and what they've been able to do. And as long as Derrick Henry is on the roll that he's on, its offensive line is playing as well as it is, anything can happen.
Yeah, and then real quick on Baltimore, I was listening to something on ESPN today, and somebody was saying how Baltimore has a whole second playbook that they haven't even rolled out yet. So, you know, Greg Roman and that RPO game, that option game they've got up there, that's going to be a completely different look, college-style offense. You know, we talked a lot about the Chiefs last year and their college-style offense. This is a college-style rushing offense. So it's going to be something that you don't typically see every NFL Sunday. So Dean Pease has a lot of work to do. A really, really unique offense. Obviously, Lamar Jackson, the catalyst behind it all. But the Ravens have transformed themselves into an offensive juggernaut in just a couple of years. You know, it wasn't too long ago they had Joe Flacco out there handing off to God, whoever it was. That offense was dreadful, but very quickly have become very potent. So interested to see how Dean Pease kind of tries to attack all that next week.
Dean Pease revenge game,
right? Fire him up. Want him
anymore. So yeah, we'll see how that goes. All right, well, we will have a lot more leading up to that game. MusicCityMiracles.com. Check us out there. We've already got a ton of stuff after this game, and obviously we'll have a lot more leading up to the game in Baltimore next week. You can follow us on Twitter. I'm at JMorrisMCM. Terry is at TLambertTN. Thanks so much for listening to MCM Radio. Please subscribe to our feed if you haven't already. You get our show and Titans Film Room Radio as well. So for Terry, this is Jimmy saying thanks so much for listening, and we will talk to you again later this week.